I'm sorry, we'll go again. My name is Jack.
My name is Danny.
And I have a very special guest joining me today. Her name is Nick Nicola. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Hi, Jack and Danny, and thank you so much for having me.
That's our pleasure. Now, I guess just to start us off, just a few basic questions I would like to ask you, if that's okay. I hear that you help out people with disability, so just give me a bit of a background on you.
Okay, so currently I'm a community disability advocate for People with Disabilities WA. Sometimes we get called PWDWA, and it provides free advocacy to anybody who has a disability. So I started off as an individual advocate, so working like one-on-one with individuals, and it could be like NDIS issues, it could be housing, it could be anything, disability support pension. We do get a lot of Centrelink problems coming through. But now I'm working out in the community, and one of my roles is to support community groups to come together to make positive change within their community.
And now that you are doing that, what is the feeling that you get? Do you feel like you're really happy with what you're doing? Does it make you feel positive and good about yourself? Or
yeah, no, it definitely does. We have noticed that there's a low engagement, unfortunately, in the area. We just feel that a lot of people, we don't know if it's like a post-COVID thing, but a lot of people don't have a lot of free time anymore.
Yes.
In conjunction to what? In the local community, is it just one area that you focus
on? No. So I've got 6 disability networks at the minute, and they're all across like Perth Metro all the way down to Rockingham, Kwinana. And it's across the board. Trying to recruit members for these networks because obviously you don't get paid for it, you're volunteering your time. As much as people want to be a part of a community group and advocate for like positive change, especially for awareness, you know, and visibility for disability, it's really hard, I think, for people just now to sort of free up that time.
Yeah, I can understand that because I remember what it's like, me going out into the community. I didn't know if I was going to be doing that when I was after I finished school, because I was having trouble, you know, with my whole NDIS plan, and you know there was troubles going on. But now that I have a good dream team with the support workers that I go out with, I finally feel like I've reached a goal in my life where I'm doing something that I love, and it makes me feel strong, confident and independent about myself. And I'm also aware that as me being an advocate here, it's not just about focusing on the disability. We should be focusing on more of the ability instead of the disability myself. So anyone who needs changes, we should make the changes now rather than waiting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So one of the reasons as well why I was hoping to get an interview today was we have a local group called the Kwinana All Abilities Network.
Yes, and I also heard that you were hosting a quiz night, because I was informed by Tristan today through text message that you wanted to talk to me about a quiz night. So tell us a little bit about that.
So People with Disabilities WA, and we are in partnership with APM Communities.
Yes.
We are supporting a group of people from the Kwinana area who would like to raise awareness and be more visible in the community. And the way they're doing that is creating social events to promote social inclusion. So the quiz night is their first launch event, which is going to be in the Ken Jackman Hall at the Darius Wells Centre. And that's on Sunday the 10th.
And there will be prizes?
There is. I've never done quiz night myself, right? So I'm really new to this. I was relying on a lot of people giving me a lot of input with regards to this, because you have a couple of members on the network that are big quiz fans.
Yeah.
Right? So they – and they just want to say as well, it's actually the members of the group that have organized and planned this. So we've just been support people to make it happen.
Yeah.
But there's first prize, second prize, third prize, also loser – prize, which we think probably be lemons or maybe a wooden spoon, something like that.
thank you for participating.
Yeah. Door prizes.
Which is also incredible work, though, because I would like to point out it's so good seeing everyone coming together and making this community such a better place for everyone who needs it the most. Like, when we need help, we can ask for help to reach out to one another and let people know we can try to be independent as much as possible and raise as much money as possible for awareness.
Yep.
Just with APM, is that a company that helps people with disabilities get work and stuff as well?
Yeah, well, I always thought that's all they did, but they have a sort of branch called APM Communities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're all about engagement with the community and support with groups, events, social inclusion.
Yeah, so a really cool company because it's good you guys are partnered with them, because I've taken one of my clients into there and was helping with the jobs and stuff like that, and they're really, really good. They really, take it on board. Like, yeah. But I think it's really important, the funding aspect is also merged in with the advocacy and stuff, because some of these guys don't. Jack's mum's a fighter, so she gets everything, you know, that he needs. And he needs it. It's not that she wants it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, close to the bare minimum is what they get, because he needs a lot of physio, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But some people just don't get it because they don't have that support just from family and stuff like that for whatever reason. So that's just the gap
that needs filling with
people like you doing a great job.
Yeah, 100%. Because like you say, a lot of people don't realise that – some people don't even know we even exist as much as we've been around for a very long time.
Yeah, like sometimes when I have my social inclusion, like that's one thing that matters to me the most. But what frustrates me the most is the fact that people don't realize how important it is to me in my life. And I think that they should be more aware. And if they're not considering my feelings of what makes me feel happy with my social inclusion with respect, I just think that's selfish.
Exactly right, and it's all about getting the right support person as well that you've got the connection with.
Because I've gone out with a few support workers in the past, let's just say, who haven't exactly been very nice to me, and it's made me feel a bit upset because I feel sorry for myself, because support work shouldn't be like that. You should be having fun with the people that you go out with, not coming home telling your parent you've had such a rubbish day. I mean, you should be fighting for what you believe in.
Yeah, and that's the problem, isn't it? He can tell his parent that he had a bad day. Some of them can't. They've only got people in the house, and they change and swap, and that's the advocacy.
Yeah.
Someone to tell and someone to
to
help you get through that. Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, it's all about working with your likes, dislikes, your goals. Yeah.
Like, you have to achieve your goals. Yeah. You have to give them a try to see what you like. I mean, a lot of it goes back for Daddy and I. I mean, not only does he work at For Life Schools, but we also went to the same high school together as well.
Oh, right, cool.
We did. Seton Catholic College near Sampson Road.
I don't know where that is. Is that local?
It is local, yes.
It's near Hamilton Hill, near Fremantle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so,
yeah, just in the middle there. But, yeah, I remember seeing him at school. And stuff. And there's a few other people also I've seen around from the school. And yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
I was going to say, what's the chances of that?
Yeah, so I've known him for a while. And his brother as well. His brother I've known.
Yeah, my brother, yes, I thought I should point out while we're on it, I'm actually a twin. I've got a twin brother.
Oh, and how are they? What are they up to?
He's away doing work at the moment. His name's Ryan Sharp, who's 24, the same age as me. But we were both born prematurely for our date of birth. Ryan was born first. He has curly hair, which is funny because I don't have curly hair, which I'm grateful for, because I hate curly hair. So that's why when I eat a sandwich, I'm like, no, I'm not eating the crust. Because I had a ham, cheese, tomato sandwich today. I'm like, no, Danny, I don't want to eat the crust because I don't want to end up with curly hair.
I was told that as a kid as well.
Yeah, I got told that. And if you watch too much TV, eyes go square.
Yeah.
That is true. But no, since growing up as a kid, I've done a lot of thinking. And now that I've got to the path of where I feel I'm safe and stable of who I go out with, it's been hard for my mum to, you know, let me go to be that independent person, but now she can trust who I go out with. But the thing I love about my mother, Veronica, the most is, like, if I'm upset about something or someone, my mum can tell if I'm upset about something, because mothers can read their sons or such daughters like books. Mothers aren't stupid. They can tell.
Exactly right.
She's a Bible.
I'm a mum twice over, so yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about my mum is I love it how she does her Scottish accent, because my mum is Scottish.
My accent's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty much gone.
Where are you originally from?
Glasgow. Well, near. Glasgow.
You're going to get brownie points.
Okay, you're going to get a shock on this. My mum's from Glasgow too.
Whereabouts?
Edinburgh.
Oh, the other side. I used to work in Edinburgh. That's how my accents actually got a little bit, like, weaker, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, working with a lot of well-spoken people and a lot of English people over there.
It's crazy how your accent can mould like that.
It does.
I was born in England, would you believe?
Well, in my opinion, I don't think that your accent sounds weaker. I mean, okay, I get that we might have all different opinions, but let's just focus on the positives for what we believe in. And my mum's a really sweet, generous person, and she cooks the most delicious food.
Does she cook Scottish tablet?
She cooks.
Oh, it's slush.
What's a Scottish tablet?
So it's like a sweet. It's made with lots of sugar and lots of butter. So it's kind of like a fudgy kind of...
No, she doesn't like that.
Need to
no.
ask her about that.
But she does to make the best, for me, Varian's Kitchen, the best mild Thai green curry as well.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I had haggis and the other day. She was like, Danny, you got to try. Yep. I love it. Teeps and tatties. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I tried from the Piper's Inn. The Piper's Inn is a Scottish pub.
Yes.
It's the big Indian breakfast. It's called black pudding and everything, like with bacon, egg and the beans and everything.
Square
like
sausage?
Even square sausage is in it as well. Square sausage, potato scones, that's a nice Scottish breakfast.
Potato scones.
But Danny loves his regular fry-ups. He gets his with fried eggs, but the only eggs I can't eat are scrambled. I hate them.
Yeah, the texture's a bit funny, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I just can't look at them because they make me feel sick.
The thing you're running at the moment.
The quiz night.
Yeah, the quiz night.
Well, is it a company? What's the group called again?
Yes.
So, they're called... So, it's called We Can. So, Can as in K-A-A-N, which is a Kanana, All Abilities
So,
Network.
C-A-N-N.
So, K for Kanana.
Yep.
A for All. A for Abilities. And then N for Network. They've got a Facebook page as well, by the way.
We Can. That's pretty nice.
It was actually a lovely lady who works for Befriend. So that's like a community organization that lists all different groups that run in the areas. So she came up with the name.
Oh, that's very
I think that's very cool. Smart. Although, one question I have to ask. What was it like, you know, coming together for the... I know the quiz night hasn't started yet, but who was it, idea was it originally to... Do the quiz night. Was it yours?
No, and that's the good thing about this group. Everything comes from the members. So it's basically like a group of people who make all the decisions and give us all the input. We really just sort of like facilitate it happening. So People with Disabilities WA had like a pot of money. So they've been able to like pay for a lot of stuff. So we've kind of gave the financial support.
Which is lovely, because a lot of people need the financial support and they need it now more than ever, because like there's no point in waiting. We want to make people's lives change for the better. We want to make sure that everyone has the right to remain happy by doing what they can for support. But I believe like being here at IPL, like being an advocate, is the best thing that's turned out for me. And I've been working here for nearly like 2 or 3 years now, I think.
As long as that, wow.
Yeah. So we were over somewhere else before, and then we moved to here. And that, like when he first came in, I need to help him with all the stuff.
Yeah.
And now but I can now sit here and watch him, and it's like crazy how far he's come, yeah.
Yeah, now but it's completely different. I can take care of it, all the songs all by myself, and these are the songs I've listed up for today. Everybody Backstreet's Back by Backstreet Boys.
Oh, cool.
Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Take a Chance on Me by ABBA and Single Ladies Put a Ring on It by Beyonce.
Oh,
so I do have very sassy, good. Sassy. I do have very good musical taste as well.
I agree because I like every one of those songs. So yeah.
And at home, I live with a golden retriever. I have a dog.
I've got a French Mastiff.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Everywhere. No, it's not beautiful at all.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to be sarcastic again, I suppose.
Slobber, yeah.
Yeah. But my golden retriever is sure beautiful because... But sometimes when it comes to food, she is super cheeky. I go to the, like bathroom just to check, like... Everything's all cleaned up, and then the next minute I come back, and then she steals all my food because I leave it in the kitchen for 2 minutes. Because I'm like, Sheena, I'll be back in a minute. I just gotta go to the bathroom quickly, and then the next minute I come back, I'm like, hey, where did all my food go? And then I find out that she's eaten it.
My dog's exactly the same, and I come home from work yesterday, and I walked in, and she'd ripped the bin apart. So the whole bin was all over my living area floor.
And they always sit there and sort of look at you like, but
what a mess. It wasn't me. Yeah.
Aww. They try to think it wasn't them, but you know when you when they have that guilty look in their eyes, you know it was them.
Tail in between the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, this quiz line does sound interesting. I'm just wondering, like, what questions, you know, will be involved.
Well, and you should come, both of you.
Well, when is it?
So it's a week on Sunday. So it's the 10th of December and it starts at 4 o'clock, 4 till 7. It's all family friendly as well. It's like open to everybody and anybody.
You know, I'd love to come.
I will be in Vietnam. Free. Going for a little trip lucky myself. But he'll be around. I'm sure I can figure out some way.
Food and everything supplied.
Yeah, yeah.
I might ask my mum, now I'm going to come ask back her about it.
Just right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got in the advocacy space. Yeah, you know, he's actually got a voice now, which is cool. Just on the radio. So
yeah, for sure.
People who listen to him. So yeah, he has a say, and people take away stuff from.
It's like leadership.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Leader. And we're on YouTube and everything. And I'd like to think that some people watch that and it they have the push to come and do something like this.
It's just pretty funny because when I hear myself, you know. Say to people like how I can help out, it's the fact that I've got a really good professional voice when I talk and everything, you know, like getting straight to the point and down to business straight away.
Well, talking about like, you know, being a leader, one of our group members, her name's Peggy.
Okay.
And one of her goals or passions is public speaking. Well, and I was really hoping she was going to come today, but she didn't have a support worker to bring her.
That's what my mum said to me after the...
I hate public speaking.
That's what my mum said to me after the whole, you know, radio. I know I'm doing radio, but I'm thinking down the track when I'm ready of getting involved into public speaking, like of helping out maybe some public schools.
Yeah, do you know what? That would be amazing, you know, like just to visit and talk about...
Just the subjects or help out their classes to give them some ideas of what they need to... to like if they need support or even like even tell them like counseling could be an idea. Like I mean I've done counseling before for personal reasons, but when I've done counseling it's made me feel good about myself, so that's another reason of why I find public speaking a good idea, so you can tell people what's on your mind.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, are you able to actually do like work experience here, you know, like if you had other people in the community that wanted to learn what you do, is that something that you...
I know I'm doing volunteering here at the moment, and don't get me wrong, that's lovely, but I'm really thinking somewhere down farther track, I'd really love to, you know, do like the work experience here, because I don't want to leave this place, because it's really special to me.
Yeah,
we do have people. We have people come in, and we've actually had students from, I actually can't remember the school now, I was talking to someone about it the other day, it's a disability school.
We have.
Yeah, I can't remember what school it was.
Malibu.
Yes, that was it. Malibu High School.
Yeah.
And they come in, and so they saw this, and they
cool.
Some of them like music, and they'd come on the interviews as well. And it was good for them to see that you can do.
We both even interviewed some non-verbal people, and I got speaking to them because I'd borrowed their iPad to ask them a question by typing it down and then clicked on it, and then. they responded back to me with an answer, because my question to them was, like, what are your favourite hobbies, you know, of what you like to do and everything? And their hobbies were, like, swimming and, like, exercising and going to the gym and everything. And yeah, that's pretty cool for me, because I even go to the gym a part of my daily morning routine as well. And so does Danny.
He's a big lifter now. He's a big lifter.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's good. He's come a long way in the gym and stuff, and it's definitely something you need to do. Keep.
Oh, you do. I do weights as well. So
I'm even getting some strong muscles as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is great. I don't regret going to the gym, and I certainly do not regret, doing this as a part of the radio. You know, I love what I'm doing as a stage in my life now, and where I feel that the way Danny and I do it together, that's what friends do. We don't let each other down. We've come a long way.
And you know what, actually? I'm glad that I've came here today anyway, because I'll be able to actually promote this radio station. I didn't even know it existed before.
Yeah.
Until just recently.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be really good to kind of get the name out there a bit more.
Yeah, maybe you guys could work in conjunction with that.
Try and advertise it a bit more.
Yeah, maybe like an event or something. Can talk with Tristan and try and get us down there to do a live broadcast, and maybe get some people into, like, their stories.
Definitely.
I feel like what I would really like to happen in the future, Nicola, is making this world a better place, and IPL radio deserves to be heard a bit more, and I want it to be heard a bit more so people can have a say on what we talk about, because I believe it's really important.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I'm so glad that I came. And I will actually pass on the information that after today. You can give me like some information that I can pass on to our communications officer. And
like, social media is such a big thing now. We're going to talk about it. Like, if you have a social media page, and obviously we do, this is going to be a YouTube video at some point. So
we'll share it,
and we can share your goals and stuff and everything, your vision on ours, and share
ours. We would definitely love to share your goals. We can help you each other out no matter what. I mean, and IPL radio certainly does deserve to be heard for a reason.
Yeah, it's all about community, isn't it? Everyone supporting each other.
And it's all about good communication skills as well.
Yeah.
I think you've got those.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely have.
Well, why else am I here? That's why I've got good communication skills.
He's been itching for an interview, so.
Oh, it's good. Really?
Yeah, I know that they've been put on pause for a while, but I'm kind of glad that we've got the whole interview thing back to normal now, because a part of me does feel relieved.
Yeah, we've got quite a few on YouTube as well. Okay. So, yeah.
I did have a look before I came in here.
Yeah.
I looked at the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about it?
It was very brief, because I had my phone on silent, so I didn't actually listen to it. I was just flicking through all the reels and all the interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll definitely check it out when I leave.
Yeah, I have looked through the, you know, flicked through the IPL radio YouTube page, and there are heaps of interviews of us with our name on it everywhere, and it's got a million views. It's like we're radio superstars now, like everyone loves us.
I definitely. So, see, like you were talking about going out in the community and doing interviews. Is all this portable then? So you could actually
we have done
take it.
So
out?
We've went live from the Royal Show, and we've went live from, I think it was the Rockingham Community Centre or something like that. And we interviewed the mayor of Rockingham and stuff like that. So we
cool.
I think it is possible, but it just takes a little bit of planning and. Yeah, it's something that maybe the next event, maybe not this one, but the next event. I don't do it. Tristan's the one who makes it everything come together, but it definitely can. It can work. Yeah, I've seen the studio somewhere else. So just a lot of unplugging and plugging back in.
Well, I do a lot of projects now as part of my role. So like we're always getting grants to do things in the community, especially around disability. So I'll definitely, now that we've obviously made contact, I'm definitely for sure keep in touch with you guys and see how you can work with
I'm really glad that we've made contact with each other today, because this means this could be a good way for all of us to stay in touch with each other.
If
we wanted to talk along down the track, we could find a way.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have anything more to say about the quiz night? Or
just that we would really like for people to register. So we do have it advertised pretty much everywhere. And City of Kwinana are actually sponsoring it as well. Yep. So they're providing the catering. We do have a QR code, but we are very aware that not everyone knows how to use a QR code. So if you see the posters around, either click the QR code to fill in a quick registration, so people can, you know, advise what accessibility requirements, dietary. But yes, there's also a phone number and an email. And this is for Isabella Tanti, who I've been referring to as Bella. So she's the yes. LAC that works at APM. And so you've got three different ways to register.
Website as well?
No, it's not on our website. It's just a QR code, email or phone number.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Nicola. It was so lovely to see you.
All right, cool. And hopefully we will see you at the quiz night on Sunday the 10th.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to keep in touch.
Oh, and
yeah,
if you want to do the Facebook page, it's We Can. So WEKAAN.
K-A-N-N.
If you want to join the Facebook page, yep.
All right, we'll yeah, I'll follow that on Facebook as soon as possible.
All right, cool. All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Right, here's my first song, Genie in a Bottle by Christian Ogo. Here you go.